We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Nothing on this earth will last forever. That is certainly what our Lord Jesus taught, and we're going to discuss it in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, there are so many lessons that are very difficult for us humans to learn. We learn them intellectually, but it is so hard for us to learn them emotionally and spiritually. Today, O God, we pray that you will again teach us that oft repeated lesson, that nothing on this earth is permanent. So help us then to live that way and to understand what is right and what is wrong, what is important and what is not so important. Speak to us this day, Holy Spirit. Be our counselor and our guide. Amen.
Dear to our God in immortal praise, mercy and truth are all his ways. Wonders of grace to God belong, repeat his verses in your song. Give to the Lord a
Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark. I begin with the first verse. As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be earthquakes in various places and famine. These are the beginning of birth pains. Here ends a reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, there are a few lessons in life which are very difficult for us to learn. Jesus is teaching one of these lessons in our text today. And basically what he is saying is this: there is nothing on this earth, save our souls, which will last forever. This old world is moving towards an end when nothing will be left standing. And that's what our Lord is anxious to say today, and he has said it many times in his words to the disciples. So let's pick up on Jesus' conversation as it is recorded in Mark 13. If you read through that chapter, you could ask the question, do you think Jesus was in some kind of a depression? His life was drawing to a close. He faced Calvary. He had had some very, very disappointing times with his friends as well as with his enemies. I don't know whether he was depressed or not. He was human. But he was very realistic. He was confronting people with realities that we often do not want to hear and we don't want to accept. And sometimes we don't even want to preach about them. Now, I will admit that much of this sermon today is pretty heavy. You could say, I don't need this emphasis. But I plead with you, stay with me, will you? The last part of this message brings great news which makes it possible for us to deal with the first part of Jesus' words. Here is the setting. They were leaving the temple, and the disciples were overwhelmed. They looked at Jesus and said, "What a massive bunch of stones! What a magnificent building!" Those men were really impressed with what had happened there. To this, Jesus responded in verse 2 of our text. Do you know? "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." And the disciples looked at this and said, "This is unbelievable. This building has really been put together. This is no cheap architecture, and certainly the best of craftsmen were used to construct the building. After all, it had taken 46 years to build it. It covered the top of Mount Moriah, and it rose 200 feet over the city of Jerusalem." But how right Jesus really was, for it was in the year 70 AD that the Romans came in and they destroyed the temple. They destroyed Jerusalem. Based on the studies of the ancient theologian Josephus, modern historians write, "Jerusalem suffered atrocities that exceeded the Holocaust in comparative numbers and gruesome details. Today, the temple is gone. And on this site, there is a Muslim mosque, which one day will also be gone." Here is the point, friend. No building standing today is permanent. The day will come when it will be no more. Now we say, what makes you think so? I think of the World Trade Building. What a beautiful building it was. You could stand and look up at it there in New York City and wonder about all of the important decisions that were being made there in those offices on any given day. You could be sure that there were exciting plans that were going on. Big corporations were dependent upon many things that were transpiring in the World Trade Building. And then all of a sudden, it was gone. Nothing on this earth, save our souls, is permanent. I go to the churches, and many of them that once stood reaching heavenward are gone. The building has even gone. Wars have taken them out. But beside that, they're gone in other ways. Maybe there are places where the building still stands, but it really is not the church. You go there on a Sunday morning to some of those cathedrals, and you see that they are nearly empty. And you ask the people around about you, "Why is this?" And some will say, the message isn't relevant anymore. The people don't need it. How tragic. And yet, this is true, that not even the message, in many cases, is permanent. So our Lord Jesus begins to talk to them, and he says, now they're sitting there by the temple. And Peter, James, John, and Andrew ask the question, "Lord, you sound like this world is going to come to an end." To which our Lord would have said, "It is." And then they wanted to know when and where and how. Our Lord has said that no one knew when that was going to be, only the Father who was in heaven. But he gives us here some pretty good words of wisdom. For example, he said, follow these false prophets who preach with great dogmatism that the end of the world is near. In other parts, he's telling us that no one knows that. Every age has had its false prophets. Every age, it says, the end has got to be near. Remember when World War II began, at least some of you who are older will, and Mussolini was marching into Ethiopia. I know there was a group of people who cried out, "This is the beginning of the end. The end of the world is coming." It's against that type of preaching that Jesus says, be very, very careful. Don't be misled by that. Don't be alarmed when various things happen that disturb you a great deal. For example, wars again. They have been a part of human nature from the very beginning. The human being with his corrupted nature obviously fights. And those fights, when they become national and international, bring forth terrible wars. For the last 65 years, our country has been involved in 5 wars. Each war has had the same message accompanying it. Oh, this certainly has got to be the end. I'm not referring now to one of the 5 wars, but remember when Israel was established. And there was a little war in connection with that too. People said, and now the Jewish people have gone back to their promised land. This is certainly a sign of the end. And we all wondered about that. Another thing our Lord said is there will be physical catastrophes. Some places will have earthquakes. Some will have hurricanes. Some will be uprooted with tornadoes. Some will have awful floods. Some, as we have been noticing in the state of California, will have to go through terrible fires. And there will be famines as we know them in Africa and in other parts of the world. These sometimes will cause people to say, see what's coming? The world is about at an end. It's at that particular time that Jesus says, no. Don't begin to think that this is necessarily the sign. Much has happened that has hurt Christianity because of that kind of false teaching. It is true that nothing in this world is permanent, but no one knows when it's all coming to an end. Don't go wild with some of these wild prophets. Don't be led astray by these preachers. The Christian message loses its credibility, not over the basic truths of God's word, but how people misinterpret and misuse the Bible. Through my years in the ministry, I've had many delightful conversations with highly educated people, many of them who were not Christians. And as I expounded my belief, the basic truths of the Word of God, primarily centering around the creation of the human being, the fall into sin, the redemption which is in Jesus Christ, that Christ is a God-man, that he will come again, I have really, I don't think, had any of them really belittle me. They obviously, in many cases, did not agree. But they did not belittle me. But when you begin to say that, well, this is a sign, and you can be jolly well sure that Jesus is right around the corner, or that Jesus predicted this particular thing was going to happen, when perhaps was not his prediction at all, or that God has so destined us that we have no freedom whatsoever as human beings, it is that particular time when people begin to say, that part of Christianity, I am not able to swallow. Now, that's the first part of the message, and it is pretty heavy. When Jesus comes right out and said, nothing is permanent here, and this is the way that you're going to live. There are going to be all of these physical catastrophes. There are going to be wars. There are going to be a lot of things that are so terribly unpleasant for us to endure. But then, here's the second part. Remember, at the first part of the sermon, the statement was made, nothing on this earth save our souls will last forever. Remember, we raised a question only a few minutes ago. Was Jesus depressed because of all the sin and sorrow he had seen during his 33 years on earth? I don't know. But this is what I do know, that he's got a story to tell us, and he continually told it. So we have to look on the dark side to see how light the gospel really is. He was telling the story about what life is really all about. Life can be very dark. Nothing on this earth is permanent. That's a dark statement. But here comes the gospel. And Jesus said, in order to overcome that darkness, I have come into this world. And in this world, I have suffered and died for the sins of humankind. If people will confess their sins and place their faith in me, there will be complete forgiveness. And those believers will have been restored into fellowship with me, and we will live together forever in the kingdom of God. In that kingdom, in that heavenly home, all will be perfect. I can't imagine that, can you? That heavenly home is eternal. There will be no suffering. There'll be no death. There'll be no earthquakes. There'll be no famine. There will be no fires. There will be no false prophets. There will be no wars. That's the gospel. It presents a new life with God forever and ever. And that's what he is offering to us. So you see, friend, how can we live in this life and be happy people when all of this sadness is around about us? We can be happy people, abundantly filled with good things, because we know that the best is yet to come. And that is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, either at the end of the world or in death to receive us into his kingdom. It is this gospel which makes it possible for us to live victoriously in this world, knowing that even though life is not permanent here, beyond the shadows of these days, there is no end. The end will come, but then comes the beginning for all who trust in Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and the Lord of life. Isn't that a good text? Isn't it right that Jesus should do exactly what he did do? Face reality? We can't continue to live the lie that everything here is going to be just hunky-dory, as we say all the time. We can't live that lie that there will be no difficulties here. When this war is over, and God pray that it may be over soon, there will be another one that will start. For that's just who we are. Try as hard to improve matters with all kinds of international organizations. The wars will continue. And some of the greatest leaders who give their efforts and do everything they can to try to prevent it fail too, and many of them are the first to admit it. But may we put our faith in Christ Jesus and pray that he will lead us while we're here to make this the best world possible, but always understanding that it will never be perfect and nothing is permanent. But one day we shall be at home with God through faith in the Savior. Amen.
Christ, we do. We do pray.
Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have given to us such a clear and realistic picture of life. Help us, O God, not to fool ourselves, thinking that here we can one day build a utopia. Help us to understand again what the nature of the human being really is, and that because of that, there will be strife. And because sin has come into the world, even the universe has been affected. Lord Jesus, draw close to us and bring us comfort and peace. Put a smile on our face and a song in our hearts that we can live through thick and thin and know that in Jesus Christ all is well. Bless those who are sick. Comfort those for whom death draws nigh. Be with those who mourn the loss of their loved ones, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May our hearts continue to be touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. As a nonprofit ministry, we are supported by gifts from our listeners. We are especially grateful for our gift every month, GEM Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. Our contributors are truly special in this important ministry. This week, we have a special gift for listeners of KIXI Radio in Seattle. If you listen in the Seattle area, please call our toll-free number 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484 to request your free gift. We will need your name and address to mail your gift. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the last 41 years.